This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 31, 2024. In our headlines, the Gloucester school budget is headed to the City Council. Gas-powered leaf blower ban goes into effect in Marblehead, and Peabody's International Festival to return later this year. Our weather today, sunny, high temperatures near 70, high tide this evening at about 6:40. Our news is powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage here on the North Shore. Moynihan Lumber is located in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. I'm Bill Newell. Rick Moore is off today. The Gloucester School Committee voted this week 6-1 to approve a $53.7 million budget with a $2.2 million budget gap between the level services budget and what the city can provide, and then sent it on to the City Council to debate. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times that Mayor Greg Berga was the lone no vote. Berga said that he would not support the level services budget given the financial situation of the city. The Times reports that 29 positions would need to be cut to fill the $2.2 million budget gap. The budget process in Newburyport is moving forward. This is Mayor Sean Reardon.
So we're in the middle of budget season right now, right? So we've actually finished the first 2 weeks of budget hearings, okay? And we have a lot more to go. So for the next 3 weeks, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then on one Wednesday, which is June 11th, there'll be budget hearings starting at 6 o'clock at City Hall, right? So the process that we go through, we have about 8 budget hearings all together, right? And it's run by the Budget and Finance Subcommittee of the City Council. And it's just your opportunity to get a look at the budget for FY25, department by department. And again, it's open to the public. If you want to come in and make comments, like I said, I think we've put together a really reasonable and thoughtful budget this year. We don't have a ton of huge asks within the budget, which, you know, in years past, we're not asking for a ton of new positions or anything like that. We're really trying to be thoughtful about what kind of budget moves our city forward, and how does it allow us to do more of the good things that we've been doing the last few years in and around the city. So I just wanted to give a call out to those budget hearings. They're open to the public. Take a look and come let your voice be heard as we work through that process with the City Council.
Mayor Reardon was talking on his Mayor Speaks podcast, and we will feature the mayor a bit later on North Shore Today Extra regarding their Pride Month events in the city of Newburyport. As for local high school graduations, Essex Tech graduated 387 students last night. Michael McHugh of the Salem News reports that Superintendent Heidi Riccio shared some lessons that she learned from her father. They were, never give up. Get back into the game when someone wants to kick you out. Do hard things and don't walk away. But work toward a solution and be a good neighbor and help those who aren't able to help themselves. Someday we may need that help. Those comments from Superintendent Heidi Riccio. The gas-powered leaf blower ban is now in effect in Marblehead. Daily Item reporter Ryan Vermette writes today that the ban passed town meeting in 2023 and the ban was approved by Attorney General Andrea Campbell's office. The ban takes effect on Memorial Day until Labor Day. Electric leaf blowers are still permitted. Peabody's International Festival is scheduled for Sunday, September 15. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that the festival was rained out a year ago. This year will be the 39th year of the festival. Sports is next, followed by North Shore Today Extra.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are 2 or 3 and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Tigers 5-0 last night at Fenway Park. The series will resume this evening at 7:10. The Celtics will meet the Dallas Mavericks in Game 1 of the NBA Finals in Boston on June 6. The Endicott College baseball team is out in Ohio preparing for the NCAA D3 World Series. The Gulls open play today at 1:15 against the defending champion Lynchburg team. Here is Endicott coach Brian Haley.
Yeah, we got to watch them last year. We were both in the World Series. I think three of the teams are back from last year. So Lynchburg is one of them, Misericordia, and us. We played Misericordia as well last year. But Lynchburg is a really well-balanced team. They have really good pitching. We'll see a big 6-4 righty. He throws pretty hard on Friday, and he's been outstanding for them. And they have a really well-balanced lineup where they have some power and some guys who can run, and they play good defense, and they're really well-coached. And pretty much every single team is going to be like that down here now. So it's just about, for us, playing our game and kind of doing our thing. We've been successful. We just stay true to who we are and focus on ourselves, and that's what we'll continue to do. So, but no, another outstanding team for sure. They won a national championship. They earned it for sure last year.
The Gulls opened the World Series play as the number one seed, and they have an impressive overall record this year of 46 wins and just 2 losses. In high school MIAA playoff lacrosse, the Peabody girls team beat Belmont last night 15-11 on the road. Brooke Lemazny with 7 goals. Masco topped Shepherd Hills 19-5. In softball, Hamilton Wenham opened with a 9-4 win over Nantucket. In high school tournament baseball today, Peabody will host Belmont at 5, while Hamilton Wenham will host Deneth Yarmouth at 4:30 this afternoon. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Again, Rick Moore is off today. I'm Bill Newell. Hoping you have a great Friday, a great weekend, and North Shore Today Extra is next. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan. This is North Shore Today Extra, and in this segment today, we're running an extended clip with Mayor Sean Reardon as he talks about, with a guest, the Newburyport Pride Weekend and Pride Month events that are scheduled in the city of Newburyport. Again, here is Mayor Sean Reardon, City of Newburyport.
All right, so we are back at the Sunset Club, and we're here to talk to you about Pride. I have Tara McGregor with me, our wonderful city employee, first of all, for our Recreation and Youth Services Department, but also a vital member of the Newburyport Pride Board that just keeps getting better and better, and they have planned a wonderful Pride Month here in Newburyport, but it kicks off tonight here at the Sunset Club, so I'm going to turn it over to Tara, and hey, we didn't plan this. We just showed up with the same t-shirts, too, so again, you can get these down the Paddle Inn. I don't know if you can get them anywhere else, but
you'll be able to get them all weekend.
Get them all weekend, but I know they're at the Paddle Inn right now because I saw them on Saturday. But I'm going to turn it over to Tara and tell us what's on the docket and what do we have coming up here for Pride.
Yeah, so like you said, Pride is kicking off tonight here in Newburyport with our kickoff event here at the Sunset Club. We're going to have performers and music. There's going to be great drink specials. It's going to be a really good time, so we're hoping everyone will come down from 5 to 8 for that. And then tomorrow we have our flag raising at 4 p.m. where you'll be raising the progress flag at City Hall. City Councilor Ben Harmon will be speaking, and we have some youth poets and other great things on that program as well. And following that, we have Youth Pride at City Hall. It's going to be upstairs in the auditorium from 6 to 8. We're going to have music there. We're going to have interactive art. There's going to be games and lots of fun things for all of our young people in grades 7 to 12. And at the same time, over at the Phoenix Room, our big gay comedy show is going to be happening. It is sold out, unfortunately, but hopefully that bodes well for next year. Keep an eye out. And then Saturday is really our big day. So Saturday we have the parade going down Green Street, down through Market Square, up State Street, and across Pleasant. It's going to start at noon, kicking off from the Mall. It's going to be really great. It's about double the size it was last year. We have a great group of people marching in the parade this year. And then that parade is going to end at Brown Square, right outside of City Hall, where the festival will be happening. We have over 30 vendors, food trucks, local queer-owned businesses, and a lot of nonprofit agencies. We're really hoping that people will show up to learn about what those agencies are doing for the queer community here in Newburyport and kind of in the greater North Shore area.
That's great.
And then on Sunday, we have a brunch happening over in Amesbury, also sold out, so I'll skip over that one. But Riverwalk is bringing back, I think it's the sixth year now that Riverwalk is doing the Sweet Paws Rescue collaboration. They do the Mutt Strut. It's so cute. If you haven't seen it, all the dogs dress up and they do their own little parade. It's adorable, so definitely get down to Riverwalk on Sunday. And then keep an eye out all month long for things like our art exhibit and some other things we have coming up at the Paula Esty Gallery. And finally, I just want to encourage everyone to take a walk downtown for the window decorating contest. It was so popular last year. We have over 30 businesses participating, decorating their windows again this year. And the map for that can be found on our website, or we'll also be passing them out at the festival where you can buy this t-shirt too. And after you check all of them out, make sure you vote for your favorite one. It's gonna be really great.
Awesome. So as you can see, there is tons going on, and it all kicks off tonight here at the Sunset Grill. The parade, bigger than ever, and what I love about what Pride does, they're really thoughtful about when they're setting up these events because, again, they want to make sure that people all around the area, I mean, people right know where to be on certain weekends for Pride, and it's great that Newport's kicking it off in the area because I know we'll have people from all over coming in, taking a part of these great activities. And again, the parade is going to be so much fun. Again, taking the whole loop through town this year. Last year we started at Bartlett Mall and we finished at Market Landing Park, but now we're going to make the whole loop around town down to Pleasant Street, and we're going to have a big party out in front of City Hall. So it should be a great, great weekend here in Newport. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you.
All right, it's going to be a lot of fun. Enjoy. Happy Pride. See you next time on the Mayor's Corner.
Again, that is Mayor Sean Reardon speaking yesterday on his Mayor's Speaks podcast. This is North Shore Today Extra. Again, have a great Friday and a great weekend. Enjoy this fantastic weather.